The U.S. Senate is poised to pass a major piece of civil rights legislation for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. It's the first gay rights bill to emerge since the Supreme Court ruled the Defense of Marriage Act unconstitutional last month. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, both of Alaska's senators will support the bill.
Senate leaders hope to capitalize on growing support for gay rights, especially after the landmark DOMA decision. And if they can't win by passing new laws, they hope to win politically. Senator Lisa Murkowski joined two Republicans and every Democrat on the Labor Committee in voting to move the Employee Non-Discrimination Act to the full Senate.
There should be a fundamental agreement that we have that discrimination should just not be allowed. We should just not operate in a discriminatory manner, in the workplace, in our schools.
ENDA, as the bill is known in Washington lingo, would make it illegal for any employer to fire someone because of their sexual orientation or identity. Identity is a key component. Senator Lamar Alexander, the top Republican on the committee, says he will introduce amendments when the full Senate debates the bill, one to clarify what transitioning means for people undergoing sex changes.
If we can't be specific about what we're talking about, it's hard to expect the employers to be.
The transgender issue has been a roadblock in the past. In 2007, the House passed a version of ENDA only after it stripped out protections for transgender people. That bill won the support of nearly three dozen Republicans, but today's House is far more conservative. Iowa's Tom Harkin chairs the Labor Committee. Long a voice for the liberal wing of the Democratic Party, the retiring senator says current law allows both the government and private sector to discriminate against people, despite growing support for gay rights.
Qualified workers should not be turned away or have to fear losing their livelihood for reasons that have nothing to do with their qualifications, skills, or performance. So let's not mince words, at least I won't. Such practices, I believe, are un-American. They should have no place in any American workplace.
Congress has debated the issue for years, and it's never passed the Senate. But this go-round is likely to be different. More than 50 Democratic senators have signed on as co-sponsors, including Mark Begich. He says he's long supported legal protection for LGBT people. And with Senator Murkowski, the two other committee Republicans, and Maine Susan Collins, supporters are close to the 60-vote threshold. But House leaders have not said they'll bring anything to the floor. Begich says it's worth moving through the Senate, even if the House won't take it up.
We vote with what we think is important and issues that we can pass, but if we sit around and wait for them to pass stuff, I'll be old and gray.
Congress has a full agenda for the next few weeks before it takes off for the August recess, but Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has promised swift action, at least in his chamber. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.